Matt Doherty, free transfer to Wolves.
Exactly. I mean, and Eddie Howe, the combo.
How big's your goal? Just put a ball in there.
Non-pop pick, I'm going Ross Barkley on the free to Luton Town.
Yes!
Hell yes. I think it's time to bring back a nice Premier League episode. Everyone's been wishing for it. Everyone's been texting us, DMing us. When's the Prem coming back? When's the Prem episode coming back? Get the panel back together. So we're back. We're live with myself, Shawnee Billy Gilmore Vinberg. We got Brian Wagstaff on the ones and twos, and we got Jack Daddy Felter. And we're back, boys.
We're so back.
It's exciting.
We're back.
It's been too long.
The boys
are
back.
It's been too long.
And I think we'll jump right into it. We got some predictions for you today. We got some outstanding comments, pretty much the best punditry out there. Sky Sports, BBC, NBC Sports. They don't really hold the candle to us. Just don't go back and look at any of our previous takes, because most of them don't hold up, but they hold up in the meantime. And I think we're gonna start right off the bat. So on our notes, I think you guys think we're going a certain order, but we're gonna mix it up a little bit, and we're gonna start with the best transfer, because we haven't started yet, so we're going for the transfer window. And I'm gonna go over to Brian Boy Wagstaff. What's been the best transfer of the summer window?
I mean, wow, immediately onto the spot. I think that the best transfer will be Lucas Paqueta when he comes through.
When he goes to City,
I think that he'll be the best transfer of the season, and I don't.
You think he just takes over that Gundogan role?
Mm-hmm. I think he's gonna go stupid.
Yep. How much do you think they're gonna shell out for him?
I think they should pay whatever, because it's a Gundogan regen. Just
how old is he?
24.
Supposedly Pep loves him, so I could see that deal going.
He's
I mean.
He's got skill in Gundogan too.
Already too, though.
Yeah, he's crazy. I think Paqueta's crazy. He's 25.
He's 25. I mean, I could see him going for like 85 mil.
And then if I had to go with a not pop, I'd say Matt Doherty, free transfer to Wolves.
Matt Doherty, free transfer to Wolves.
Home to get relegated.
All right. I like both of those, though. I like both of those, though. All right, Jack, what are you feeling?
All right, so from preseason, looks all right so far. Could be a big season, but James Maddison, Etati. I know you like that one, Dill. I know you like James Maddison. So, yeah, from everything from preseason, it looks like he's, you know, filling that role pretty well and lighting it up. And if he keeps it going, the only thing is Kane's gone now. So who's he giving the ball to? We'll find out. But, yeah. James Maddison.
Jack, I'll tell you how much I really like that answer is that I completely agree, and he was my best transfer. First off, 40 million pounds. Like, that's obviously you got the relegation kind of that helped. But 40 million pounds to snatch up a guy like Maddison, if he stays healthy, playing more in a 10 role, you know, I think Richarlison will stay a little more center in between the posts. He'll have that range to create where, like, Kane was dropping back. I think it'll actually – not suit him, obviously. You want Kane in your team, it's going to help, but I think he's going to ball this year. So I agree with Jack. And then non-pop pick, I'm going Ross Barkley on the free to Luton Town.
Yes!
Oh, hell yes.
Two good frees. Everybody better bring a free transfer with them.
If he gets picked up in our Prem Fantasy League, I'm going to be so happy, just because that came out of nowhere. I forgot he existed for a bit. I'm excited. Hopefully he plays, man. I mean,
only 29.
Did he play okay? He was where, in Italy or in France at the end?
He was in Nice, France. Yeah. He was all right. Yeah. He was fine.
Interesting.
What a call!
The Luton Town, bro.
What a reveal picture too, though. It just looks so awkward. It looks so awkward.
It looked forced. It looked like both of them were very reluctant to announce it. Like,
Dylan, they didn't
want it on social media, you know?
I am writing in all caps in my magic notebook, Ross. That's it. Ross. I don't know what, but I got to keep him on the roll.
Ross, he lights it up.
All right, Shawnee, what are you thinking?
There's a lot of controversy with this name in the last 48 hours, but it's ridiculous that Pep keeps buying center backs. But Guardiola, just makes them that much better. Left-footed center back. He fills in that left center back at the three spot. He's better than Nathan Ake. Akanji's not left-footed. Yeah, I think it's a great signing. We'll see how he does in the Prem. I think he's going to light it up, and he just makes them that much better. But I think, they have so many good center backs, but he's just better than them, and he's left-footed. So it just fits. It's more natural. He's very good on the ball. And in the system they're playing now, it gives the outside center backs so much room to drive forward. So I think I'm interested to see.
It's going to be
non-pop pick.
Or free.
Matt Turner.
Damn
Matt
it.
Turner, the U.S. Wow,
guy.
Matt Turner to Nottie.
Oh, we're going with this theme again.
Not a free transfer, though, just so we're aware.
Not a free transfer. But
what did he go for? Like 20?
I think. Wasn't much. No.
20 mil.
Was it 20?
20. Yeah.
Good on ya.
I got to say, I'm interested in that pick, though, because I feel like Ake and Laporte, they already have left-footed. I mean, like you said, you think they're better than them, but it's interesting they already have that position twice. Like, they have Ake and they have Laporte.
Right, I don't know what happened with Laporte because he's kind of been out of favor all last season.
I think it's interesting. Center backs start very slow under Pep. Like, they don't just get chucked in. They always...
Are we forgetting John Stones? Like,
He did not start
so many.
No, I think Ruben didn't even immediately play the game.
It's a good
to be honest,
point.
The only one who really came in and like you were surprised he was starting was Akanji, because you just thought he was kind of like a role bench guy coming in if there's injuries, and then it was like, wow, Pep really trusts Akanji in these big games.
Yeah, that was great.
That was so surprising.
It's great.
Everyone in Germany was like, what? Coming from Dortmund, he just wasn't like that rated as like a player, but.
All right, Jack, who do you got? We got a lot to get.
Jack's already done his.
I already did. Wait. Open
this
your
is
ears.
Why I'm running the show. All right, we're going back and we're going to go.
Wait, who did Jack say? Oh, James Matters. Sorry, Matters is Dylan, bro. That's Dylan's pick.
We're going to get this. Jack and I. My bad. Jack and I are.
Jack was
are green.
Kissing ass.
There's a handshake on that one. We're going to go to Golden Boot and we're going to get this one out of the way. I'm just going to start it. And it's obvious Haaland, but if we have to pick someone other than Haaland, I think Nunez is going to snatch that second place. What about you, Sean?
Ooh.
I mean, Haaland is the one I have to think about it. Second place.
Yeah, not
come on. You know Nunez, when I think I threw Golden Nunez, Boot at you, you're going to have to come up with someone other than Haaland.
Minus 200 to win the Golden Boot. Like, that's unheard of.
See, the problem with Nunez, I agree, he's going to score so many goals, but he is not going to play all the time. They're going to have rotation. So when he plays,
not
I think he's going to score.
Scoring, my guy. Not if he's scoring.
I have a heavy bias here. I'm going Oli Watkins, number two.
Love it.
Interesting.
Love it.
He's hot. Oh, yeah. He's hot right now. Gets all the pens.
He's so hot.
He's their guy.
Jack, you know what I said as my serious dark horse last night. Don't steal it.
Yeah.
You can go first. Oh. You can go first then, just in case you're
I want to hear Jack's. I want to hear Jack's because I have an audible.
Mine's this is all dependent on health. Gabby goals. Gabby Jesus for Arsenal.
Yeah, good luck to that.
I mean, I preface it by saying health, right? So let's pray for good health, right? You know, pray for good health, fingers crossed. I mean, God, what, beginning of the year last year, didn't he have like 4-5 goals in like 2 games or something?
Yeah, and then he went beast mode. He was like game breaker.
Yeah,
in street ball.
So, stay healthy. I mean, why not?
It's not that hard.
Who knows? It's not hard. How big's a goal? How big's a goal? Just put a ball in there.
Come on,
man. Just kick it hard, man.
Just
kick it hard and run.
I don't know who has him in fantasy, but I choose Alexander Isak. I love that motherfucker. I love
it. It's interesting because he's still not the first choice center forward, but you think he's going to be playing more on the left side, or you think they're going to be playing more of a two system?
I think second year for transfers, they blow up.
I mean, he's as confident as they come. I don't know if you guys ever seen
he's a baller.
He's as confident as they come off the field too. So I think I could see him scoring. Well, I just don't know if he's going to be the guy for them.
I'm going to ruin you for you. If you watch Isak's mannerisms, it's ribbed. It's the best.
Yeah.
He is so confident as he walks off every time.
It's funny. None of us said Salah. I just feel like he always just kind of walks in there and gets his 25 or something and goes home.
One to watch is when Mitrovic transfers to Tottenham tomorrow. And then there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Could.
Interesting.
Definitely could.
That doesn't happen.
We're going to go into some. You guys want to do top six or relegation first?
Let's get relegation.
You're running the show.
All right. Well, I needed some input in this democracy. We're going to go relegation three. And if you feel like it, you can tell us who's going to be flirting that whole year. You know what I mean? And we're going to start with Jack. So give us your relegation three at least.
All right. So 20, Sheffield. 19, Luton. 18,
respect.
18, Nottingham Forest.
Wow. Sorry, Matt Turner.
Flirting.
Flirting.
Burnley. This one's going to hurt Sean. Palace. And this This is where, okay, I'm going to say Brentford as well. I think they start
slowly. Name the whole bottom 10? How many are you going to name?
Those are just flirting.
Cold takes over here. Those are just flirting because, I mean, I think they're going to struggle without Tony.
There's a 17.
Until what, January?
He's out till January,
Wasn't it last year there was like a 6-7 team
relegation play? It's not the first time ever. It was the first time in the history.
All right.
Yeah.
My bad for being optimistic. All right.
Jack's relegation takes are safe, everyone. They're safe. Set everyone.
Jack just started naming the entire Premier League from bottom up. Everyone except the top six.
He almost made it to Villa. He almost made it to Villa, who made Europe last year. That's who he was going.
All right. I want to hear yours, Wags.
Yeah, so I just want to say as a disclaimer, this podcast will support Luton Town. If they're on a run, we don't want them relegated, but I think they're going down.
No, I hope they stay.
And I think they're going down hard. Sheffield, bye. I think they just sold their best player. They came up and they sold their best player.
Tough.
Didn't
he have their most goals last year too?
And Sean, you might want to mute me. But this is, and I'm sticking on it. I'm not saying a fourth team. Nobody's flirting. Crystal Palace is down. Roy Hodgson sacked. It can't work. Crystal Palace is going down. Wow. Plus 1,000 if anybody wants.
The Keebler elf.
He's done. This is the last time we will see him.
Any flirters then?
No.
Okay, no flirters. There's no flirting. It's strong.
Palace may flirt. It may be a scrap. Palace goes down.
All right, Sean, your rebuttal.
All right. Palace is gonna be Leeds last year. We're going, they're gonna finish 10th.
You just jinxed them.
No, Roy will be gone in November, but then they'll still finish 10th. They've lost one player who was injured half the year. Eze is going to carry the team. You still have Joachim Andersen at the back.
Wait, we're talking about relegation. Get Crystal Palace here.
Those are relegation levels.
We're talking about relegation. This isn't a Crystal Palace hotline.
No, relegation is easy. Sheffield, Luton,
Sean's offended.
Everyone's like Luton.
Sean's
Luton.
Angry.
Luton Town. Matt Turner is going to save Nottingham Forest from relegation. But they're flirting.
I have the same because you said Wolves, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I have the same. Sheffield, Wolves, and Luton, and I have Forest flirting. I have a few flirting, I think, but I think Forest is going to be that one that's like going into the last days.
When Wolves becomes Vibes FC, you two better hop on the bandwagon. That's all
Wolves,
I ask.
Wolves is going to be Vibes FC. I mean, I just hope for your mental health
that's,
that they
that's
stay
the only
up.
Way they so, stay like, up. Is
I'm not
Vibes
hoping
FC.
That Wolves go down. I want my friends to have great mental health every single day, but just what I think.
Still don't see how it's possible.
I'm rooting for you, Wags. Let's cross over to top six. I'll lead us out. It's not fun to say this first name. It doesn't give me any joy, but if I'm just being objective, City's going to win again. I think Arsenal's going to finish second. Then it's going to be United. Liverpool, Chelsea, and then Spurs, Newcastle, Villa. I know that's not six, but this is I've been switching these two a bit. So that's just what I think. I think Newcastle and Villa will still do great, but I think they'll have trouble getting into the top six because of the European schedules. Newcastle and Villa actually both strengthen the squad, but still, I think they're not quite ready for that. And I think a lot of people are saying Spurs are going to be like mid-table. I just don't see it. I think they've been playing really well under this new manager, and I think they'll be okay. They'll get some good finishes, and you'll see it. It'll be much calmer than you would think, but it's just unfortunate. City wins again. Where are you at, Jack?
All right. Yeah, mine's just kind of all over the place, but we'll go through. Arsenal 1, City 2, Liverpool 3, Man U 4, Newcastle 5, Chelsea 6.
Wow.
Kind of love that.
Reason. Okay, so I crossed some things off this. I crossed some things off this morning just because the Harry Kane news. He's out. So had to bump some things up. I just don't want to go pop pick, and Man City's got to stop at some point. I also think Arteta's a very good manager, and they brought in some good signings. You know, if they don't hit that slump in what, February, where they drew three games in a row or something like that, or whatever it may be, yeah, they could definitely win. I think Poole gets a little bump this year with their midfield. Man U, I just think they're in neutral there. I think they're in neutral at 4. Newcastle, I think they're just better than Chelsea overall. The only difference is, I just think Poch might make them a little bit better. So that might flip, but I feel pretty good about it. Feel pretty good.
I like it. That was my feeling with Chelsea too, Jack, was just I think Poch is going to be able to weather the storm with a new team and create some stability because they do have fucking great players. But
it just might take a little bit, right?
Yeah, so agreed.
Again, if you drag your feet for a month and a half, 2 months, you're already falling behind probably of Newcastle or the other guys. Just a little bit. I don't know. What do I know?
Points.
What do you know? You're just a professional pundit on Footwork Podcast.
Yeah.
Sean,
absolutely.
Sean, what's your professional opinion?
Yeah, so I'm going to go bottom up. I'm going Chelsea 6th, Man U 5th, Newcastle 4th, Liverpool 3rd.
Come on,
I like Jack's take.
Do it.
I'm going to say City 2, Arsenal 1.
Wow. To be honest, I'm more surprised about Newcastle.
Were so close last year, and they have more players. But Newcastle, I think, I don't know. I just feel like they have this momentum. They signed some more good players.
Sean's favorite player, coach. Too.
They could also finish like 8th.
Yeah.
So I think there's no in between.
Yeah.
Any they're team going that signs Leeds, Harvey Barnes, they finish 8th, Sean has or they go Newcastle. Exactly. I mean, and Eddie Howe. The combo is
on. You have Eddie Howe and Harvey Barnes. Sean's basically a super fan.
I'm so happy talking about Eddie Howe and his success.
Man.
From 10 minutes ago when he went
Dude, Rick I can't Austin. Believe we've been recording
yeah,
for
but I,
like
I would...
10, 15 minutes and Eddie Howe just got mentioned for the first time.
All-time record.
That's a record.
I haven't even spoke about Sean Dyche yet, but yeah, I think I would love to
see
it. I think
we will.
Newcastle will bump in there for Champions League, and that'd be cool to see.
Back to back.
But,
I mean,
like I said, they could also not make Europe, so we'll see.
Wags?
So I think that I'm gonna keep my take as I have it and not be a dreamer and crazy Wags. But I will say Newcastle is gonna be I think they're in Champions or are they in Europa? I forget.
They're in Champions League.
Right? Champions.
Yeah. I think they're gonna do something crazy. Okay. Like whether it's be storming
crazy
up
good,
the
crazy
table,
bad.
No, whether it's be storming up the table at second and St. James's vibe or like Champions League quarter.
Dude, something. Champions League quarter would be so
crazy.
Sick.
Something so like St. James is gonna get a game. Anyways,
Sean Longstaff just hitting Geno's away at Real Madrid.
Sean Longstaff.
Look, I wanna see it. I wanna see it. They got the team. Anyways,
Dan Burn at left back.
Dude, Dan Byrne just towering over like
City, Arsenal. Yeah, Dan Byrne just City, Arsenal.
He's dunking on Rudiger.
Man U. I want Man U third. I think maybe it's a vibe. Poole, Newcastle, Brighton, and the team I'm mentioning is Villa because I don't think Chelsea fixes it. I don't care what you guys say about Poch. I don't think it's gonna. He could be sacked by Thanksgiving.
I think they'll give a little bit more time on this one.
I thought they'd give a little bit more time on the last guy.
Yeah, I guess we all did.
So they can do. They can. Yeah, we'll see. They can pull that trigger before Thanksgiving, and it's still a mess.
The Brighton. Who'd you have? An interesting one.
Brighton too. And Brighton at six. You said.
I think Brighton's made some good. Like, if they get rid of Caicedo and get in Kudus, that's nasty. And they kept all of their talent that they had.
And made, you know, 80 million profit.
I just
saw a thing today. It was like the past 2 years, like with Neil Mope and all those guys leaving, Brighton have sold their players for like 368 million.
Yeah.
It's McAllister and everybody. It's crazy.
They got a good center back in, a good keeper in. They got João Pedro in. They got James Milner in. I think they're going to be good still.
Got Did it. You mention
One
James
time
Miller?
For the bleep, James One Miller. Time for the bleep test, King.
Shout out James Milner.
They brought him in just to body the bleep test, exactly.
It's funny though. I've seen a few things that, like, if a top six club, like, or a top seven club is panicking a little bit, are they gonna is De Serbi gonna be tempted away by a big offer, or is Brighton gonna be tempted by a big offer from?
I mean, he's in Europe. What does he want?
I think he'll stay regardless, but that was just
still a giant step from wherever he came from.
Like, what if Chelsea, you know, what if they don't give Poch time and they say, okay, we're bringing in De Serbi, and they just do three managers every year.
Yeah. We'll see Frank in April.
Oh my God. Frank, that's not even a bold prediction. I just don't know if he's going to ever manage in the Premier League again.
We'll see him in
maybe
April.
Maybe he gets a shot at Wrexham. Who knows?
I think he'll get a shot in the Championship.
Wow.
But I don't think he's going to get a shot in Prem. until he really proves it, you know?
But all right, what do we got?
Regardless, let's go on to team to watch. We're going to start with Sean on this one. So who's your team to watch, Sean?
My team to watch, we spoke about it off the air. It's going to be Villa. And this is not a good thing. I think they might struggle. Playing in Europe.
Really?
Playing in Europe. Lack of depth. Few injuries happen. Watkins goes down, which obviously I don't hope for. But
it's interesting.
Yeah, they might have some issues.
As Golden Boot, and also that they're going to be.
My hate fighting for relegation, Sean Dark.
I think
relegation with a 20-something goal score.
we have to make a hot take. Yeah, why not? Look at Mitrovic.
Okay. Anyways,
look at Fulham.
Sure.
Yeah, this is the hot take for this year. I think Aston Villa. Yeah, I think they might struggle. They were hot at the end of the season with good evening and
good evening.
Maybe the fire just burns out. And then they're in trouble.
This guy is Billy Gilmore. We'll see. Background, he's hating on Moussa Diaby and Ollie Watkins.
You see Buendia just
got that's a dangerous front too.
Yeah, but they're getting Zanoni.
And Tillemans will kind of fill that role too.
Yeah.
So they have the depth. I mean, they have good wingers too. Mm. I don't see it, Sean. But I mean, what a call if you're right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you have to make a bold call, and that's it right there.
Yeah, I guess so. Speaking of bold calls, Brian. No, we'll let it slide. We won't bring up the past. But Brian, what's your team to watch?
You know, I had a couple, and now I only want to say one. I really think that it's asked. I don't want to go right against Sean. But it's Aston Villa and Moussa Diaby the other way. Like, that's Diaby. My team to watch. That's my team to watch. That's my player to watch. Diaby's unbelievable.
Question for you. Do you think they start? They both start? Do you think Leon Bailey and Diaby start?
I don't know who else starts, but I know Diaby starts. That boy is crazy.
So look at that. Just right
back. I bet
he
was going to play like a under Watkins also. Maybe not even on the wing.
Second team to watch, I think maybe Fulham's a vibe. I think Fulham is back and going to be good, whether Mitrovic stays or goes. They play good
because Jimenez is there, or?
Yes, it's because Jimenez is there.
There's the soft spot. Yeah, we knew it was coming. Good thing this is an audio only podcast. Otherwise, people would see your takes right through you.
I got a bunch of hell last year about Fulham, but now, we're going. Oh yeah. But yeah, I say it every year.
Well, Jack, let's see what we're gonna give you hell about. It's your turn. Jack's
original Fulham. Yeah, mine's. You want to talk about bold? Mine is beyond bold. Me and Wags discussed this last night. So I'm gonna put my stamp like Sean did last year of him saying Leeds top eight. I'm stamping Everton is finishing 10th.
Wow.
Everton, no, you were supposed to say Everton pushes top 10. That way you're covered on
the top 13. No, I'm stamping 10. No,
you gotta make. You might make it strong. 10.
I'm stamping 10. The reason behind it is we love to hate it, but it is Dyche-ball. It's Dyche-ball. They will get points. And if you look at their roster, I mean, Pickford's a very good goalie, especially too if you're packed in. You also look at the end of last year, who popped off? Dwight McNeil and Iwobi. They love the system.
They looked great.
They love the system.
They're Burnley.
They brought in Danjuma from Villarreal. Calvert-Lewin, if he stays healthy, I mean, I'm all in for it. They're midfield in the central, fantastic. You have Onana, you have Decore.
Dylan's face.
I mean, yeah, Dylan believes You're starting to believe a little bit. Stamping it, top 10. They were fighting relegation last year. You had an all whole off season of Dyche-ball. We're back. It's top. Yeah. It's 10 stamped. 10.
It's time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's even that bold. I think 10 is reasonable. I think you got to go 8.
They fought relegation last year.
Look, we talked about
yeah, but not with Dyche. Not with Dyche, though.
Pushing top 10 is what he was supposed to say. So then 8th, he's a hero.
That's true.
I'm going to let that one sit. I'll take Everton. I'm not going to say anything against it. I'm just going to let that one sit.
Dill, after we're all done, Dill, look at the roster and you'll probably side with me.
I've seen the rosters before. Trust me. I don't.
He's back. Dyche.
You need, look,
they got Ashley Young probably starting tomorrow. I mean,
need Calvert-Lewin to bang Europa League 12 to 15 goals. And I just don't know if that's going to happen.
I mean, you still have Damari Gray. You have Danjuma. They have talent. They're there.
Yeah, Mbappe's good too. I agree. They have talent, but we'll see.
They brought in a Sporting striker too. They brought in a guy from Sporting.
But they don't have Ashley Barnes, and that's the problem.
Listen, Dyche-ball's back. They need Ashley Barnes.
Dylan, it's not a question of if. It's not a question of if. The only if is if you want to hop on the train because Dyche-ball's back.
Guys, it's just science.
The train's in motion.
If you think about Dyche-ball and when it's been successful, it's always been because Ashley Barnes has been there. If Ashley Barnes is on the team, I just don't see it.
Dude, he's got other boys. Dyche has developed, all right?
Tarkowski is also there.
I don't need to say it, but Damari Gray, Iwobi, those boys are balling. Dyche used to be different. He's changed.
Yep. Right, fair enough. They're going to be walking out to Motley Crue. Yeah, they're going to be vibing.
I didn't expect us to talk so much about Everton. I really did.
Dyche listens to rap. Dyche is good. He's in.
Dyche listens to rap. Fair enough. I'm going team to watch. I don't know if it's as bold because I won't say 10th, but I'm going to say there's going to be no fear of them like relegated this year. They're just going to be a solid mid-table team, and that's going to be Bournemouth. I think they're just going to stay right in the middle of that pack the entire year, and they'll be a place where teams don't really want to go to.
Wow.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. They got
Is it that bold? I was like, shit, I'm not being bold.
No. People no, are they have top a 8. They got a premier goal scorer on their team, so
I think they know
they do.
They have an identity a little bit, and I just think that's going to help them, you know. Maybe they didn't make too many signings, but they have a few, and I think they're fine like the entire year. We're going to head on to, let's go a little dud here. I'm going to start us off and I'm going to say the dud is
dud.
I think he's going to be a good player. Like I really do, but I think what's happened and what's transpired in the last 48 hours, as this is time stamped on Friday, August 11th, for those who are just refreshing Fabrizio today, I think Moises Caicedo is not going to live up to it this year. And there's going to be a lot of disappointment, way too much pressure. And I don't think he's going to even be a regular starter in whichever team he moves to. I think this is just too much for a player who hasn't really proven himself yet. So I hope it's not true. I don't really know what the situation in terms of is like what he's doing and why he's why it seems like he's kind of letting this all go on. But I think, yeah, that's my dud. Jack?
Yeah, I feel like every time we do the duds, it always goes back to Man U, and I think it's going to be Mason Mount.
I just don't think
he gets the regular minutes that you know that he was getting at Chelsea, and yes. I mean he plays the same role as Bruno, which they're never going to take Bruno out now that he's captain, and I mean he's not a winger
back
by
into
any
a more
means.
Eight role.
No, I just don't see it. I don't see it.
He could be very successful at the eight for Man U, but anyways, I hope he's done.
I just don't see it. You know, I always revert back to the Man U. Sancho, check that box, nailed that. Well, we're going to ride it again. Mason Mount.
Yeah. Take the Man U guy. There's a dud.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'd like to go next, if that's okay.
I don't know if Jack was done. Sure. But if Jack's done, then you can go
ahead.
No,
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Look, I'm going to piggyback off that. And although I hope Mason Mount has one goal and two assists and plays in 14 matches,
Why do you hate Mason?
I'm gonna say the striker there from Atalanta, Rasmus. Even though I drafted him, I got him.
I drafted him in our fantasy Premier League, and
I got him at a good value.
There's Wags hedging his bets.
This is classic.
This
that's
classic,
so classic, Wags. To like,
I know, but I'm just saying,
praise someone and then bet against them, just in case, just so he's right in one way,
just in case.
Dylan's offended because he knows he's part of this group that I'm about to hate on. You guys, you Man U haters that claim to be fans, you give these guys.
I'm a St. Pauli fan. I don't know what
you give these guys three games to come in. You murdered Alexis Sanchez. You tried to murder Van Persie, but he was too good. Like, you're gonna kill him.
I don't remember that. I don't remember ever trying
blind
to
hate. Murder. Nobody remembers blind hate.
Well, Paulie's off to a good start this season. We got a win and a draw, so hopefully we can capitalize on that. But I don't
know.
They
got a good transfer fee, too.
That's true. All right. Sean?
My dud is the German boy, Kai Havertz.
Yes!
I think they paid an extraordinary amount of money for him, and I don't think they needed him.
I feel like Sean said he was going to be like the breakout star like last year,
yeah,
like two years ago.
I think
yeah.
2 years
like
ago,
like
the man was like wrong
in his mouth, and now he's like, nah,
and now it's a full circle.
Yeah,
exactly. I just don't think they need him.
But Billy Gilmore's still his background. The guy's played for Norwich in the Championship.
Hey, everyone has everyone makes their own path. I mean, we're all in football.
What we figured out over the years, nobody should listen to Sean.
Right? Is that what we figured out?
Leads. Yeah, the
as
leads.
They drew against Cardiff yesterday.
Sean has definitely has.
Four leads.
Sean definitely has some of the most polarizing takes here. There's no doubt about it.
Sean killed me.
And yeah, I did kill leads. That was a sad one.
They just tied away at Cardiff.
I was feeling patriotic. You know, they had the whole American thing going on. Oh. It just didn't age well.
That's tough.
No, it did
not.
That's
really tough.
Do you want to, Dill, can I piggyback off the American reference?
Are you asking me for permission?
I'm asking you for permission to slide a question in here.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
All right. So we did it last year, and I thought it was good, and they were horrific takes. First to be sacked.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
R.I.P. Jesse Marsh.
This is a good one.
You know. R.I.P. to Jesse Marsh. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Make Dylan go first, right on the spot.
No, I didn't think this one through.
No, mine.
I'm just gonna do it just because I'm staring just at this team for this entire time, but I think it's gonna be Gary O'Neill.
Jesus.
I think they panic as quickly as they panic.
That's what you don't next. No, we
mean,
don't want to hear anything.
Now I got the teams. Now I got the teams out here. Hey. I mean, I could see Fulham maybe, and if they're not doing well, I could see them panicking a little bit. I don't see. I mean, maybe Roy Hodgson, but I don't think after they brought him back, think they're going to be okay. So yeah, I'm going to say Wolves. I'm going to say they're the first one, and it's a panic within 3 months, and they go out and get Big Sam.
Could you imagine? Why are you wishing this at all?
I'm just hedging my bets. Anyways, all right, Rex, I'm taking a page out of your playbook, and I'm hoping for your mental health again that this doesn't happen. But in case it does, I just want to be right.
We're moving on. Sean, I don't want to hear anything from Dylan. Somebody mute him.
Man, I got to think about this one. I'll tell you what, Roy Hodgson is not going to be the first one to go down. Stokowski can light it up. During Christmas time. Christmas time, I think, is when he's out. Yeah. But the 99. First one, I mean, going through these teams. I mean, is it bold to say Pep's out?
Yes.
Yes. Pep would have to finish.
I don't even know who the coach is. Who's Sheffield United's coach? I think he's out. He's out in 2 months.
That alone should just signify that
I think they're gonna lose the first 8 games.
Paul Heckenbottom. Jesus.
Who is Sheffield United's coach?
First 8 games they're gonna lose.
Paul Heckenbottom.
I don't think that's ever happened, ever.
Paul Heckenbottom. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. He's gone. I mean, their team is not strong.
Well, they just didn't spend it. They didn't spend
it for Paul Heckenbottom.
They didn't spend anything.
I think they're just gonna bring.
And they
all
lost
that,
Berg.
They're gonna bring that Premier League money and go back to the championship and maybe try and come back up when they're a little better financially.
Yeah.
Jack.
Heckenbottom.
Mine is the old manager here, Stephen Cooper. Bye-bye. Nottingham's going to struggle. And,
he was close last year.
I think he's out by Thanksgiving. I think they're really going to struggle, and they're going to realize, holy crap, we spent all this money, and we're not going anywhere. So.
And who comes in?
Who comes in? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's another Google search. I don't really know who's being looked
at. Scott Parker.
Scott Parker comes back to the Prem.
Leaves Club Bruges and comes back.
I think he already left Club Bruges, didn't he?
He did. You're right. He did get sacked.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he did really bad there. Or they did really bad there.
My take is, I'm not backing off it. It's a little bold. He was close last year. He was on the line. I'm going to say West Ham and David Moyes goes bye-bye. If they sputter off the start, he could be gone. And in comes Julian Lopetegui, recently unemployed and available on the market, in for West Ham.
The thing is, too, is he's definitely, like, I think he saw, like, my resume, my CV is not going to look good after this year, so let me get out of this job.
Yeah.
And he still looks good because Wolves were a tough team at the end of the year. And
no, their form was good at the end of the year.
Yeah, he's definitely, like, he'll be sought after.
Okay. You want me just to run it to end it here?
I mean, if you have any other ones, if you have any other ones, yeah.
Actually,
Oh, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at Sheffield United's first 10 games, Palace, Forest, okay, those two. If they lose those, right?
Then yes, they will.
City, Everton, Spurs, Newcastle, West Ham, Fulham, Man U, Arsenal.
Oh, yeah, 10
straight. Not a lot of points there.
It's not an easy game.
There's not a lot of points.
They had better respect.
Then they play Wolves. Then they'll get a win on the 11th game.
That's funny.
But wow. Up until then, no easy games. I think he's gone.
Listen, Sheffield better respect.
But anyway, continue.
So we went through sack. Let's go to before we get to the big shebang here at the end. Best new bromance. Best new duo. What do you got?
Best new duo. Wow.
I have mine.
Right, I got one right off the top of my head. Diaby Watkins.
Diaby Watkins. All right. That's decent.
It's a good bromance.
It is a good bromance.
Has to be new, or can it be a budding bromance, you know? Like one it was there last year, but it's really going to bud.
It can be the same old flame.
That's a really good question.
So, I got one.
If you're gonna say Grealish, cool, good for you.
I got one. I think it's gonna be McAllister, and I can't pronounce his name. Szoboszlai. Yeah, Szoboszlai. Yeah, those two running at midfield.
Dominic.
Yeah. Yep. I think those two. If I had to throw in, you know, one close to my heart, it's gonna be Justin Kluivert and Dominic Solanke. So
close to your heart.
Yeah.
You're a Wolves fan.
Yeah, I know, but Solanke's my guy.
Solanke's my guy. Bournemouth guy. Oh, no. Did we lose Dylan again?
No, I'm still here.
All right, good.
Every
time Jack says Bournemouth, Dylan's face freezes. Every time you say Solanke, Dylan freezes. Stop saying his name.
He loves it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a trigger, I guess. But I also think Bournemouth's going to be okay. I just don't know if Solanke's going to score as many goals as Jack thinks.
Dill, who do you got?
Oh, on the spot, I'm just going to give a nice Man U answer. And I'm going to say Mason Mount and Marcus Rashford.
You're a loser.
That's fine.
I can't believe you.
That's fine. You ask the questions, I answer.
But that's fine, because mine's close to the heart as well. So,
Oh, sorry. We're out of time. We're going to have to wrap this one up.
we got time for my last question. So I'm going to say Pedro Neto and Fabio Silva, just in hopes that it's a vibes.
Yeah.
She can never forget, need it. If I had to say another, I'm going to put Willian and whoever is a striker for Fulham, perhaps by the name of Raul Jimenez.
Unless Willian convinces Fulham to sell.
Unless Willian bounces.
Want to go to the grand finale?
Yes.
All right. So this is how this is going to work. We're all going to name one player. All right.
Okay.
You got it. You got to put your name on this guy for the remainder of the season. Okay.
Okay.
I got to stake my reputation on him. Every few weeks, we will have a vote on Instagram. And by the end of the year, we will have a crowned star boy. So we're going to play a game called That's My Star Boy. So right now, you got to put your name. Here's the qualifications. Under 25. No pop with exceptions.
Okay. I need time, though. You can't put me
Dylan,
on the spot.
Dylan,
you can come back.
Dylan, like, I think
the group is on Insta.
I think the group would love if you chose Ross Barkley. We would allow the 29-year-old star boy.
I think you might win young player. You already know your pick. I already know my pick, but he might be Pop.
I already know mine.
We can review, suggest it to the board.
I think, can we revisit this? Actually, can this
got,
be a
no,
thing where we
got
make
to.
Our
Starboys are due within the next to. 60 seconds?
Dill,
Starboys
Dill,
are
let,
due within
let,
the next 60 seconds.
He's got to be under 25.
I'll go Sean goes.
You got to perform.
I got it. We're
gotta
good.
Got to perform. This is
this
big.
Is bullshit.
But at the end of the season, this is the prize. Whoever wins, that's my star boy. The other three are responsible
Easy.
For getting a gift. Whoever okay. wins, that's my star boy. So
yeah.
When I win, I want a Fabio Silva jersey. All right?
Fair enough.
I got okay. it. Easy.
All right, Sean. Who do you got? I'm writing these down.
So I would have said Saka, but I feel like that's Pop. So I'm going to go Eze, Crystal Palace. He's going to save them. And they're going to finish whatever I said before. What did I
wow.
say?
The prince was promised.
Well, we're going Eze.
I mean, you are so hurt from 5 minutes into this episode when I said Palace was going down.
It's not going to happen. Not with him on the team. If he transfers, then they're done.
Okay.
Then they're done.
All right. Jack?
Yeah, you already know mine. Solanke. Dominic Solanke.
Is that a star boy? Isn't he like 26?
Solanke.
He is 25 oh, yeah, we... years old. Just looked him up. 25 years old.
Is he 25? Wow.
Oh, yeah, baby.
25 oh, yeah. and he banged home
this
like
is,
30
this is the
goals
jump.
In the championship.
This is
guy
the jump.
Can score. Yeah, it's yeah. a leap year.
Yep.
It's a leap year.
Leap year for Dominic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's well done. That's a leap
All
year.
All right. Jack's got Dominic's on his fantasy team. I just realized.
Oh, yeah. The Dominator.
I mean, I'm in between a few here.
That's okay. Pitch him to the group. You get Ross Barkley for free.
Okay, so Ross Barkley's in the back pocket.
Dylan gets Ross Barkley in the back pocket.
I'm thinking it might be because I think a lot of people are starting to talk about him, but I think Evan Ferguson is a good shout. I was also thinking Harry Wilson, but Harry Wilson's 26. He's much older than I thought he was.
He's got a baby face.
He's got a baby face,
and he was hurt, and he was like on Liverpool, and he's kind of had a journey. I think he's going to have a good season this year.
He was even back with Eddie on Bournemouth.
He was.
What about if I said Gibbs, is that like
who?
Gibbs White?
Yeah.
I love that pick. I love that pick.
I'm gonna go him. I'm gonna go him overall. Yeah. That's gonna be my pick.
Okay. Just giving one quick check here for mine.
You made up the question. This is unfair. I feel like you shouldn't play.
You have 60 seconds. Wait, I don't even know mine.
Yeah, what?
No, I was looking up something for today. All right. So Dylan's got MGW. Okay. Without saying Moussa Diaby, because he is only 24 and that's a coward's pick, I'd like him in my back pocket, perhaps. I'm gonna say this Moroccan for Burnley. It's gonna be on the telly today. It's going off at +1,000 anytime. Anas Zahori. I don't know how you say it.
Great things about it.
I think he's dynamic. He's like a young Mahrez. He can ball for Burnley. He can play. That's my star boy. That's my star boy.
Are we putting a vote out today, and you know the fans can say?
Well, we can let them know who's got backers. Yeah.
I think we put this up and ask.
We'll see a percentage base. See who agrees. Yeah.
Could you do like
a very creative? It's a very creative question. I like it.
You guys can side by side. For you and me, Dylan,
easy.
You have Gibbs White and Ross in the picture.
Ferguson. And
I'll have Zahari and Fabio.
Why did I get stuck with Ross Barkley? I literally just name dropped him as
huge name drop. Everybody here wants Ross Barkley to succeed.
We all do. And I think that's where we can end it. We're gonna put this stuff on Instagram. So if you're checking in with us and you like the Premier League, you know, let us know and let us know your picks. And we'll be back with some. With some more Premier League things, we'll be back with Wags and Jack too. Some big news going on. So it's been a pleasure, boys, talking that shit with you again. And hopefully not too much time passes before the next Prem episode.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. All right, let's Amen. On Go three, Sean Ross Dice. Barkley. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Ross
Barkley. Roy McNeil.
Barkley.
Footwork is sponsored by ourselves and great companies such as Kong Fitness. But we love to partner with new brands that make their own paths, so get in touch if you must.
Footwork.club, the official footwork website, is now live, so make sure you go join the club and check out all the new content and all the new features. Find us on YouTube at Footwork Podcast. You better like and subscribe while you're there. If not,
I don't know what to tell you.
Find us on Instagram at Footwork_podcast. Great time there. Twitter at Footwork Podcast. TikTok at Footwork Podcast, where we like to post dance videos. Those are great, but more importantly, amazing content for any dream chasers out there. Plug pass. Tell your friends, your enemies, your mother, your brother, your sister, your pastor. It doesn't matter who. Tell the mailman, your dog, anybody that can listen.
Like, subscribe, review, because all of that helps while you're there. We'll take whatever we can get to join the club.
Join the club. He messed me up. I mean, he can just mash it together, so it's fine.